Well, if you're a producer of livestock and poultry here in Michigan, you already know about the efforts by animal activists to try and shut you down and hurt you financially. Those activists tried to do that across the U.S. in 2024 using the ballot box.
The interesting part here, the heartwarming part, is that all of agriculture came together and helped fight these initiatives.
And that's Brian Humphreys, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council. He says there were a number of ballot issues last year wanting to eliminate animal agriculture altogether.
A couple of interesting ones. There was a ballot measure in Sonoma County, California, and Denver, Colorado. The one in Sonoma County was going to ban confined animal feeding operations, and 85% of the folks there voted against that, so voted with American farmers. In the state of Colorado and Denver, there was an effort there to ban harvest facilities, and 65% of Denver voters voted with American agriculture to stop that ban. A couple of bright spots over the election where the voters stuck with American agriculture.
He says that activists are seeking to shut down all aspects of animal agriculture.
In Sonoma County, California, it was all livestock. It was any medium CAFOs and larger were going to be banned if this had passed. In Denver, it was to stop any slaughter facilities inside of Denver, and there is only one. It is a lamb processing facility, Superior Meats. And so agriculture came together in a strong way. Folks on the ground run the campaigns, and the other organizations help contribute money and resources as appropriate to help fend these off.
But these animal activists are continuing their efforts, which is why the Animal Agriculture Alliance is working to protect livestock and poultry producers. You can find out more at their website, animalagalliance.org, which you can also find that link at our website, michiganagtoday.com.